The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. This is your host, Chauncey Hallworth.
Second best.
And this is my co-host, Kara Kittrick. Kara, do you have any news for us this evening?
Yes, I do. So, Ware's Folly, a 200-year-old house in Augusta, Georgia, was investigated by the Middle Georgia Paranormal Investigations Team last week for suspected ghost activity. Although their findings are not public yet, the staff of the historic building has been reporting footsteps and spiritual sightings for months. One described seeing a woman's train rounding a corner, and an exterminator spotted a man in a pinstriped suit who appeared behind him from out of nowhere and a minute later vanished in the same time it took him to blink. Update now on the team of scientists performing a DNA analysis on the Loch Ness waters, hoping to find microscopic traces of the lake's most famous cryptid. Although their full report is not yet available, they have already discovered 3,000 new species of bacteria and 15 new species of fish. It just goes to show that the unknown may be lurking just under the ripples of the water, though of course the Loch Ness Monster would be a much larger find. And a freak summer hailstorm in Guadalajara covered some parts of the city in up to 6 feet of hail pellets and led the governor to point the finger at global warming. Although climate scientists have long predicted that increases in global temperatures could increase water vapor in the air and thus create more severe individual storms, in the aftermath of the Guadalajara hailstorm, they have cautioned against linking any individual weather event to climate change. And that's it for now. Tune in next week for news on the burgeoning human resistance as a race of space-faring jellyfish launches a prize assault on our planet. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right. So, ghost hunting, it's weird when it makes the news because it tends to be,
Well, this is a fairly famous
right,
building, yeah. I guess, at least locally.
Right. It tends to be either a locally famous building or or like the White House or something. You know, it's either something just...
Have there been White House hauntings? I guess
the Lincoln bedroom is haunted, but I think kind of anything associated with Lincoln is haunted.
Yeah, you know, he did die violently. So.
Right. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
While seeing a play.
Well, does that make it spookier?
I think so. Yeah.
The way he died is dark. Very Edgar Allan Poe.
It is. Yeah. So. And Wilkes Booth, he's a little Edgar. He had the swoop. The Edgar Allan Poe swoop.
I mean, you're right.
He did have the swoop.
Okay. New crack theory.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln was killed by Edgar Allan Poe.
Right. And then what was next on the list? What was second on the list? Sorry. I was doing some technical stuff.
Yeah, the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And so I talked about this a few months ago, just mentioning that. Hey, they were going to do this, clinch this thing once and for all.
Yeah. But, it's such a tough one because it's such a beloved mystery, but it's like every year that goes by, it seems like they're poking more and more holes in it.
Yeah.
And it's becoming less and less seriously taken.
I'm not really. Yeah, you know, the Loch Ness Monster is like Santa Claus, kind of.
You don't believe in Santa?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. My wife does.
Yeah, but, you know,
she's crazy, though.
Hopefully if the Loch Ness Monster stops being so much of a thing, then we can start focusing on, you know, the other cryptids, the ones that really matter, like the Jersey Devil and,
right,
and the Snallygaster.
And what's the Mongolian Death Worms?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
The real stuff.
Why is no one talking about the Mongolian Death Worms?
Right, nobody's taking this threat seriously. Everybody knows why they really built the Great Wall.
Exactly.
You know, to keep out the death worms. What was the last one on your list there?
Freak Hailstorm, Guadalajara.
Oh, yeah. There was also one I saw in the news in Santa Fe, and it showed a truck driving through the hail, and the hail was like 2.5 feet deep.
Yeah, this was about 6 feet deep.
Yeah, that is insane, you know, to actually visualize it, though. It's like, holy smokes.
Yeah. I think it seemed, I don't know, it definitely seems crazier to me, because I have never lived in a place in my life with real winter. Like.
Yeah, well, I mean, we get it once every couple of years here, real winter.
But even then, you know, you hear about people who live in Canada or Minnesota or whatever being snowed in, like the snow is up to their second story windows or whatever, and I'm just
right.
That just sounds apocalyptic. How do you even survive that?
Right, yeah, totally.
And they're just like, it's winter. It happens every year.
Right. Yeah, that's so weird to live in an environment and consider that normal.
We say, having walked through Reading heat to get to the studio.
That's true. When I tell people about the Reading heat, you know, they think it's amazing, especially some of our friends in the Parex chat rooms and stuff, you know, who are from the Midwest. When they hear about the heat numbers, you know,
that's why
clearing 120 sometimes. I mean, it has cleared 120.
Yeah, that's why we don't have any cryptids or hauntings here.
They're smart.
It's too darn hot.
Right. They're smart.
Too hot for ghosts.
I guess, what does that say for the homeless? Because I like, during the summer, I like look at the homeless, and I'm, you know, everybody around here locally has their opinion about the homeless, but my opinion about the homeless is like, man, you think you'd be homeless someplace else, because during the summer, it is like hot, just like deathly, deathly hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have the faintest idea.
Like earth scorchingly hot.
How they survive. Yeah, well, you know, it regularly does get up to temperatures where being outside for more than, you know, a few hours is, like, dangerous.
Right, yeah. And so, like, I'm wondering how these people make it, you know, I guess.
I think they find places where they can be inside, like, you know, the library, famously.
Right. And then I'm surprised we didn't touch down on any, what was Andrea talking to us about earlier?
You know, I saw that, but I don't want to report on UFO sightings that turned out to be birds, because honestly, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but it's at North Korea border.
No, okay, yeah, so it was Donald Trump meeting Kim Jong-un on the soil of,
right, yeah.
Yeah, historic moment, all of that, and then I believe North Korean radar spotted an unidentified object, and they were taking some precautions, and then they realized it was birds.
It was birds. Makes you wonder about North Korean radar, though, I have to admit, you know.
Yeah, you know, if it was our radar.
Right.
But our
radar.
At
least when we say we have an unidentified object, it's some distant tic-tac going in circles.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? It's like, you know, it's not some, like.
That also might be, you know, a crazy radar glitch or something. But.
Yeah, might be. All right, so our guest tonight is a returning guest for us. It is Mark Slade, also a member of our ParaX online little family that we are a part of.
We're practically neighbors.
Practically neighbors. This will be Mark's second time on. Mark is a prolific creator, it seems to me. He creates books. He does audio dramas. He not only creates them, but he facilitates other people creating them, you know. So the amount of efforts and time.
I mean, he's an android.
Because he looks like a person.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. We have to ask him about that.
All right. Ask him if he's part of the precursor
conspiracy.
To the jellyfish invasion. All right. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we get back, we got our guest, Mark Slade. We're going to be talking about his new book, Witch for Hire, as well as his massive amount of other things that he does. So come on back. This is Radio Wasteland.
Yeah. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Oh, and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Celebrate America's independence with Anderson Explodes in the great city of Anderson on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Sierra Pacific Foundation, J.F. Shea, Wind River Resort and Casino, California Highway Patrol, and this radio station. Admission is free. Gates open at 4 p.m. Concert starts at 7 with music from Nashville recording artist Mark Wills. Followed by fireworks at 10. Food and drink are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is $5. No outside food or beverage allowed.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Mark Slade. Mark, are you there with us?
Hey, fellas, how are y'all?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
It's been a while, Chauncey.
It has been a while. It has been a while. You know, life's been getting the better of me, but I'm ready to put it back in its place.
Yeah, I hope you're all right.
Yeah, I am. I don't even know if I've told many people this. I thought I had a brain tumor.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, like you that. Didn't tell me that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't exactly something I was advertising.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. All right, so... Mark, it's great to have you back on the show. You know, you are just a prolific creator of things, I have to say. You know, watching you go and watching the amount of stuff that comes out and the amount of not only the stuff that you create, but the other people's stuff that you facilitate to create. You know, I'm having one of those days today where I am losing tracks of all of the I's and the crossing of the T's and everything. I don't really see how you do it. You know, how do you stay so focused, you know, for the work people out there? You know, what project management software do you use, or is it all coming from within your brain?
No, it's, I mean, you know, a lot of times it's a lot of planning ahead of time, and then things just kind of come together at the same time. You know what I mean? like, you know, especially with the books, there were a couple of, the writing it was about a year or two before, but as far as getting it published was many, many, many months ahead of time with Close to the Bone. I think it was like 4 or 5 months, but finding the right publisher, you know, who really wanted to read it, I mean, I guess it took about a year or so, you know.
Right.
So, you know, it's a lot of things like that, and then, you know, just talking to people about projects, and, you know, it just ends up coming out together, and it seems like I'm always busy with stuff like that, but it's not always true.
Right, so, I'm pretty curious about that. You know, how does that work? So when you're looking for a publisher, I realize this is going off topic, the creative thing, but you know, I'm a little curious on how publishing even works in this day and age, because there's so much through Amazon. You know, they make it sound like Amazon is destroying the publishing industry, but also I also see that a lot of grassroots authors and artists are able to find a home there. You know, so when you're looking for a publisher, where do you look?
Well, there's a lot of independent publishers, especially online. And, you know, there's some that has a lot more readers than others. It's a lot of rubbing elbows with people. Digital elbows, I should say.
Right, digital elbows. Yeah.
That's really what it is, you know, a lot of emails, a lot of messaging, you know, back and forth and things like that. And searching on the web for which one that publishes, and, you know, hopefully you'll get the right one.
And I assume trying to find like-minded stories and so that you have like-minded audiences and such like that.
Yeah, you definitely have to write. They always put on their websites or in the submission guidelines what they publish. And, you know, the best thing to do is follow those guidelines, because if you try to give them a book about, you know, futuristic detective and they publish horror, it's probably not going to work.
I see.
You know, they're not always that open-minded.
Right. Wasting your time and money if you go the wrong route.
Yeah.
All right. So your newest book is called Witch for Hire. And it's appears to be a part of the series. I've gotten started on the copy that you sent. And, you know, I was really I was already familiar with your audio dramas and stuff like that. I was really impressed with the fluidity of your writing. You know, it was very without any negativity, it was very easy to read. It was a very smooth, easy read. And so, you know, how do you go about writing these things? You know, there's a lot of different writing styles for writing different people. Kara and I talk about this sometimes.
Right.
Kara's definitely more of an accomplished writer than I am, but, you know, pretty much I failed at every art form along the way.
I don't believe that. Come on now.
So you know, what's your focus? How do you conceptualize the story and then start to get it down on paper?
Sometimes it's not always that easy to explain to people. Sometimes you can just put one word after the other and you think that you're not getting anywhere. And then you come back to it, and all of a sudden you've got like a ton of inspiration. And I mean, before you know it, you know, a couple hours, possibly a couple hours. And it doesn't happen often with me, but a couple hours will go by, and you've got like 3,000 words. Sometimes if you work on it for like a whole week or so, you might even have to, you know, I don't know, 16,000 words. It's hard to explain about that, but I try to think of it in scenes anymore, rather than, you know, try to be literate. I don't know if that's the right proper word, but you know, I'll never be Edgar Allan Poe or Shakespeare. That'll never happen. And you know, it's more like I've studied Richard Matheson a lot, and I've noticed how he has taken modern, like the 20th century style of writing, which is bare bones a lot of times, a lot of dialogue, and just get to the point of the story as quick as you can, you know. And I think that's what people respond to anymore. I don't think they respond to pages and pages of, say, you know, scenery and, you know, how far somebody walks in the woods before they come across a body hanging from a tree. You know, I think if they do it as quick as possible, then, you know, they respond better. And then they want to know what happens afterwards.
Right. Richard Matheson is an interesting example of that, because he, you know, not only, well, just define the world of the undead genre, but, you know, he was kind of all over the place with some of the stuff that he wrote for people at home, movies that were based off of him as Last Man on Earth, Omega Man, I Am Legend, what's that, what's the one with Robin Williams in the painting kind of world?
Oh, yeah.
What Dreams May Come.
That book is much better than the movie.
Well,
definitely.
Aren't they all, you know.
And he wrote Somewhere in Time, which is one of the best fantasy romances ever. And he wrote one of the best Haunted House books, Hell House.
Oh, right. That was a good one. That's the one with the sort of paranormal investigators and the...
Yeah.
That movie was... I get that mixed up with Shirley Jackson's The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, they're very close together, that's for sure. He was inspired by her. I think he had said that was his favorite writer.
Well, it makes sense. She was kind of the tail end of those great gothic romance novels. You know, I was very obsessed with those, you know. But do you feel that he was kind of sort of the part of the ushering in of the redefinition of how to enjoy a book, you know?
I think so.
You know, here we are with the media generation. Pulp. Yeah.
Yeah, along with a lot of different pulp writers. And, you know, and I'm not going to mention Lovecraft, because I think Lovecraft is of the 19th century style of writing more than the 20th century, which would have included, I mean, you know, people like Margaret Mitchell, Gone with the Wind, was kind of like that. Hemingway. Hemingway brought in, you know, the bare bones style. And then you had a lot of crime writers, Dashiell Hammett, Raymond Chandler, you know, where, I mean, well, mostly Chandler would go off in the, you know, tirades and stuff with Marlowe. But, you know, mostly like, you know, people like that. Ed Bain is another one.
Yeah,
I mean, they don't give. I don't think people give crime writers of the 50s and 60s the acclaim that they should for bringing 20th century literature and making the bestseller.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of those pulp writers from the era were Howard and, you know, like you're saying with Lovecraft, you know, they sort of established a whole new world of readers who weren't really readers to begin with prior to that.
That is, the working class might have been readers for newspapers and things like that, but they went for the paperbacks and the pulp magazines, you know.
All right, Mark, hey, you're breaking up a little bit here, so we're going to try to fix this phone call. We are also going to break. You're listening to Mark Slade here on Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about his new book, Witch for Hire, so don't miss out. Come on back.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Do you need a potion? How about a spell? Maybe murder someone? Evelina Giles is a witch chosen by magic, just like her father. She operates a shop in a sleepy college town in Virginia. When a businessman approaches Evelina for a spell, so he can steal a project from his boss, Evelina's practical joke turns deadly. Or did it? Now, along with her assistant Mungo and her journalist friend Jeannie, Evelina must investigate not one, but multiple murders. Witch for Hire by Mark Slade is published by Close to the Bone Publications, with cover art by the incomparable Cameron Hansen. Get your copy on Amazon, June 30th.
Listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Mark Slade. Mark, we're talking about your new book, Witch for Hire, which we just heard a little bit of a rundown about what that's about. But we're going to get it from you. Like, tell us a little bit more what we're dealing with. You know, it seems like it's got some horror overtones, but it also seems a little adventurous, feel good. You know, which way are we headed with this?
Horror noir, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, trying to go mix crime with horror. Basically, she, you know, gets a job, selling a, potion to this man who wants to, put his boss to sleep on a train so that he can steal his plans, but, you know, she plays a practical joke on him, which, you know, doesn't fit well with him. I'm trying not to give away too much, but also it ends up being where quite a few bodies show up.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I like this sort of this noir cross with sort of horror and adventure. You know, you don't get a lot of it.
I don't know. I read an unhealthy number of like vampire detective books.
Okay, in the mainstream. In the mainstream, you don't get a lot of it, you know.
Jim Butcher, you know, people like that.
Which books?
William Yorksburg, who wrote the book that Angel Heart movie is based on.
Oh, I've seen Angel Heart. Yeah, that was definitely had that that film noir thing. Also, for me, the movie... Lord of the Illusions, which is a Clive Barker, based on Clive Barker's short story, The Last Illusion, has that sort of detective. And I always love it when I see it, and to me it seems like so many people, I mean, like you should go back to it, and maybe on a lighthearted note, what was that, Cast a Deadly Spell with Dennis Hopper?
Yep. Fred Ward, and Dennis Hopper played the
Oh, right. And he played H.P. Lovecraft, oddly enough, to bring it back around.
Detective Lovecraft.
All right, so, you know, when you get your inspirations for these, you know, how much of it is pulled from the ether, and how much of it do you have to coax out? You know, I have this problem. It's like I think a lot of creatives have this idea that when they sit down, they think that everything should just flow from the ether as though they're this conduit, you know. But how much of it comes from the ether, and then how much of it is actually just perspiration, I guess?
Probably about 60. No, I would say about 80% perspiration.
Right.
Really, you didn't have to work at it.
I think this was my problem when I was younger. It's all this perspiration.
No, you know what it is? Like anything else, you just do it. Keep on. Keep working at it. And, you know, sometimes when you start out, you can only manage 500 words or a page or two. That's your short story. So moving on sometimes, you know, throughout the years or months, however quickly you latch onto it, you end up with 50,000 words that can be a book.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. guess it's like anything else. You work and you fight your way through it, you know. So it seems to me like this book is a part of a potential series with this character.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's right now it's only one more book, which is a short story collection. But and a couple of her stories, a couple of stories with Evelina Gonzalez has appeared. One is in the Comic Class Review, number 4. I can't remember where else. But there's been a couple that's been published, and a couple that hasn't. But they're in the book that's coming out soon. Hopefully, I just sent it off to Close to the Bone. Mm-hmm. And I'm 16,000 words into the third book, but I'm kind of stalled on it. So.
Yeah. Well, 16,000 words,
walk away
that's, like,
a little bit.
That's like the most difficult place to be, really. That's like, I could just not finish this book at this point. Like, it's not guaranteed yet. Or at least that's how it is for me, unpublished writer. But
it feels that way.
Yeah.
So 16,000 makes sense to you guys? I mean, for us lay people, what does 16,000 really mean? I mean, what are we looking at?
Well,
that's like
double
50
space
pages.
Right now, it sits at 66 pages.
Yeah.
66
that's,
pages.
That's what it is.
And that's an 8.5 by 11 page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is, would be the equivalent of twice that in a mass market paperback size, right?
Right, yeah. But see, you know, think about the later stuff. You know what I mean? The, what the publisher's going to do. I mean, he could change it. He could change it to be in, you know, he cut out so much of it, it could be, you know, 110 pages. See what I mean?
I see.
So you don't think of that. Think about how far you're going to get to the story, and already written the ending, or you're trying to get to the ending, and you match that. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get through, like I said, 30,000 words, 50,000 words. Sometimes people go 250,000 words, like seeing people like that. So,
When they write this, so when a writer's going into it, are they overdoing it because they know that there has to be some playroom there in order to, for the editor?
I guess some people do that way. I try to get as much of a story going as possible, but it has to link. You know what I mean? I can't just run off and tell a story about 5 or 6 different people and it not link up.
Sure.
So at some point, it's gotta make sense. It's gotta be, you know, it can't be the Stand with nothing linking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. I'm just really interested in the creative process, you know, because you know, it's been so much of what I've wanted to do with my life, and really for me, a lot of it was writing songs, and a lot of the time I wrote the lyrics and the melody at the same time. They just kind of came to me out of the ether, and I was able to make
right.
that song. But it was never a huge undertaking. It was never a concept album. You know, there was never, you know, this huge undertaking. But so I'm always curious on how people make it through these massive undertakings, because it's impressive. It really is impressive when people make it.
Live with it. You know, basically you're living with it. I could probably point out some short stories that coincide with events in my life, you know, things like that. Like I said, you know, you live with it, got the time.
Right.
You could spend 5 or 6 hours on it. If not, an hour is good enough, I mean, in my opinion.
Right.
Some people disagree, as long as you're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're coming up on our next break here. You're listening to Mark Slade. We're talking about his works, Witch for Hire, but, of course, we're covering other works. When we come back, we're going to hear a commercial segment about his other book. I believe it's Mr. Zero. And you're listening to Mark Slade. This is Radio Wasteland, so come on back.
A
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Barry London is a fixer by trade, lent out by his boss to other crime lords.
He is sent to his hometown.
Deal with corrupt cops at war over a missing video.
Deal with an ex-girlfriend who happens to be a cop, the wife of a good friend who also wants to sleep with him, and both women are looking to tame the wild and rough Barry London. On top of all that, London finds himself looking into several murders and an arsonist that torched a nightclub.
And the key to it all is cracking the mystery of Mr. Zero.
Mr. Zero is the first book in a series written by Mark Slade and published by Close to the Bone with spectacular cover art by Lethanne Lake. Get your copy on Amazon May 30th.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Mark Slade. We're talking about now his book, Mr. Zero. We were talking about Which for Hire. Now we're talking to Mark about how the hell are you getting all this stuff done. Also, we're talking about how did Barry London get so sexy?
That was a terrifying promo.
Hey, I have a question for Kara.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Kara.
Yes.
Who did the music to those two commercials?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
It's Chauncey.
I did the music. Did
he composed and recorded them. It's really good, too.
I did.
See, the thing about me is that I actually know basically nothing about Chauncey. I just walk in here, and he's just this mysterious man with a beard. He's like, yeah, let's do a radio show.
Kara and I have a very typical...
So I shouldn't mention the bodies?
The bot, yeah, totally.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Not if you don't want Kara to be one of them.
Oh, no. You know. I don't even care, Chauncey. Murder as many people as you want, allegedly.
You're always a humanitarian.
Well, it's funny because Kara and I have this relationship. We talk like a couple times a week online, but it's like this very typical online relationship where it's basically like troll mocking of stuff that comes up, and like there is no depth to it whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, we just go, we talk about what we're doing on the show, we mercilessly pick each other apart, and
right,
and we
make fun of what's in the news, and kind of move on. Pick on Andrea a bit, maybe mutually.
We do pick on Andrea.
Yeah, that's funny.
What I'm trying to say is we're the mean girls from Mean Girls.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Mark, obviously this book, Mr. Zero, is also kind of in the noir vein, but maybe a little more James Bond. What are those books, those action books? Mac Bolan?
Is that him? But not necessarily
Matt Hill. Not down those lines, no.
More like Richard Stark.
Richard Stark? Like Iron Man?
Yeah. The Hunter. Yeah, yeah. You ever read the series, The Hunter?
No, I'm not familiar with these.
Stark. Oh, look him up. You'll love it.
I will. Or what's that old book, Where Eagles Dare? I'm kind of, this kind of like... Yeah, I don't know. So it seems like let's talk about the publishing company seems to be going for this noir. That's what they're liking, because this seems to be the connecting similarity between the two. I'm guessing. I don't know. I might be totally wrong on that.
Right. It's crime. Crank and Chris. Chris is the managing editor, or no? He does the publicity. For all of us, that's true. Great guy. He writes too. Really good writer. And another fella put out a Time for Violence, which had me in it with a Barry Lyndon story. It had so many writers in it that it's all crime fiction. What they do is, close to the bone, they had that little niche in the market with the crime series.
Right.
And, publishing Paul D. Brazil and, people like that. And now they've kind of moved in with, combining, Supernatural with it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's very cool. It's always cool to find that these things that I love have homes and stable homes at that. You know, because especially my age, Kara's not really going to understand this. You know, I sort of like grew up in a day and age where, like, if I wanted some like crazy video, I was a horror movie fan as a kid. If I wanted some crazy video, I ordered it from the back of a magazine. I would like order the VHS from the back of a magazine. Or like I would like one of the coolest things ever to me. It's like before the internet was like comic book catalogs where you could like look through the catalogs of what comics. Right. Yeah. You know, and it's like. It was
you had to go down
stuff.
To the park and talk to Crazy Eddie, who would sell you a video.
Totally. Open up his trench coat.
Exactly.
And, you know,
it's just horror movies.
Totally. You want a bootleg copy of The Hills Have Eyes? It's right here.
Well, if you talk to Crazy Eddie, you can talk to the Star Wars Christmas movie.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I said Crazy Eddie, not Insane Genocidal Eddie.
Yeah.
Like, there are limits.
I watch that thing every Christmas, and I make it about 5 minutes in, and I'm like, enough.
Why do you do that to yourself?
You finished it? I've never even finished it.
I finished it once, you know. It might not have been...
No wonder you thought you had a brain tumor.
Yeah, it might have taken a lot of mental lubrication to get it in there, you know.
I have a question, though. how does Wookiee know about Christmas?
You know, Jesus is intergalactic. I mean,
well, no, but it's a long time ago in a galaxy. So I think the Wookiee's concept of Christmas must have predated.
Well, they had Wookiee Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Chewbacca's Jesus. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Cheesebacca.
Hey, well, maybe Skywalker's.
Actually, that
would make more sense.
That's actually fitting of the situation, yeah.
And Darth Vader's the devil. I don't know.
Yeah, that's very fitting. All right, so, Mark, what's coming up for you next? What do you got going on here next? It sounds like you got sequels to both of these books going on next, but what about in the audio drama realm? What do you got?
Daniel Dredd, which you composed the music for.
I did.
Oh, sly of you.
Supernatural detective.
Yes. And that one's out already.
Yeah, episode 3 came out, I think, last month, and looks like Daniel French is busy editing away for episode 4. Eventually, it'll finish at episode 7. It stars Lothar Tuffin, who actually helped write this and helped, create Daniel Dredd's world with me. I was having trouble with it. I even tried to write him as a book. It just didn't work out. Also has Tanya Malejvic in it and Matt Willer. And, can't forget Pete Lutz. He plays the serial killer Ellison, which is he's really awesome as.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're right here at the end of the interview. So how can our audience find out more about you?
Just Facebook, follow me on Facebook. I'm the one with the picture of Ray Bradbury as my picture. So,
good choice.
Very
find
fitting.
Me on Twitter as well.
All right. So you're looking for Mark Slade on Facebook or Twitter, or more importantly, you're looking for Mark Slade on Amazon, where you will find all of the books that we just talked about, including Witch for Hire and Mr. Zero, and you can get your own copy there. Mark, it's been great having you on the show. We hope to have you on next time, and with the amount of stuff and how often you create, it looks like that is going to be pretty often. All right, you've been listening to Mark Slade here on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for being on, Mark.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.